Rachel Davies is a Maui-based hypnotherapist who was introduced to her craft when, as a child learning from books, she learned to hypnotize herself. That experience made her a believer, and she's offering a workshop in how hypnotherapy can help us learn to sleep better. She's offering a Sweet Dreams sleep workshop tomorrow. She's on the line to tell us how it works. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. I'm fascinated by the idea that you started out by hypnotizing yourself.
Yeah, I was a kid, and I think my mom gave me a book where a character hypnotized somebody else, and I became fascinated, and I would sort of sit in rooms, you know, staring at dots on the wall and trying to work out how to get myself into that really relaxed place where all that magic happens.
Well, it seems to have worked, right?
Yeah, it does. I've been using hypnosis for, you know, at least a couple of decades actively, and especially to go to sleep. I find it really helps me if I feel anxious, or sometimes I just have time for a short nap, a little 20-minute nap, and I'll use some guided imagery, and I'll just have such a deep, nourishing rest, and I'll bounce back up. So I really love using hypnotherapy for my life.
What's guided imagery?
Guided imagery is really another word for hypnotherapy. It's you know, you listen to a recording and someone will say, you know, just noticing how comfortable you might like to feel, getting yourself again to relax. And yeah, it's just another word for what hypnotherapists do. And when we make, sometimes when I see a client, I'll record the session and they'll listen to it at home later. And that would be called guided imagery too.
Well, Rachel, give me an idea of what the hypnotherapist does.
What we do is, you know how in your life it's easy just to be up in your conscious mind, and well, for me, I'm running around and I've got to pay my bill and I've got to go to work, and so there's all that, but underneath there's a big reservoir of kind of deep knowledge. Like, you know, you could say, what does my future self think of this, or what is my higher self? Mm-hmm. I bet my higher self would know the answer to this problem. So when we do hypnotherapy, we just drop down underneath that conscious mind and open the doors to like our deepest wisdom and intelligence, and then from that place we bring solutions, you know. So you could put a problem in there, or you could think, you know, like I work with a client who's having trouble getting to sleep. She'd wake up and she'd feel anxious, so we drop down into that quiet place under the conscious mind, and then she remembered all the really good sleeps that she'd ever had. And we found a way of weaving those in. So if she ever felt anxious before she went to sleep, we connected that down to all the really good sleeps that she'd have. So rather than going into anxiety, she'd drop into, like, remembering all those good sleep experiences. And she found that she slept so deeply after that every time. So I don't know if I made it any clearer, Chris.
Well, I'm working on it, you know. Whenever I mention hypnosis or hypnotherapy to people, I almost always get the same response. Well, you couldn't hypnotize me.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, right?
Yeah, everybody thinks that. Because hypnosis is in the movies and stuff, people get people to bark like, you know, a dog.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's a sort of way of tricking somebody. But
yeah,
I think that it's not really true that you can do that. Or, you know, stage hypnotists do that. It's really a theatrical performance.
But you can induce a kind of relaxation is what you're saying.
Exactly. Like, you know, if you read a really good book or you watch a really good movie and you find yourself completely absorbed in a world,
mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same as hypnotherapy, being hypnotized. You just get engrossed or absorbed in something.
But, you know, that's a pretty rare experience, right? Out of, you know, you see 20 movies and you might not ever feel that way.
Yeah, that's true, Chris. That's my job, you know, is to have the skill to help a person reach that level of absorption, you know, in a session. So to help them, you know, often it's a classic thing just to focus on the breath and you know, put your attention there and slowly become absorbed into your body's experience. But there's lots of ways to do it and just sort of go into that place of just being really relaxed and absorbed.
Well, Rachel,
my partner, Patty Stabler, that we're doing the sleep workshop with, she's a person that says that she could never be hypnotized. She's spent years trying to be hypnotized, and we did a session the other day together. She has migraine headaches, and I could hypnotize her, and she didn't realize in the session. She was like, I'm not sure if I was hypnotized. I was just very relaxed. I felt very good. But when she listened to the recording later, there was all these things that I said that she couldn't remember at all, and she realized that actually she'd gone into a really deep state of relaxation and hypnosis.
And this is somebody who was resistant.
Oh, so resistant. She was absolutely sure that she couldn't be hypnotized, and she tried many different times with other people.
But you seem to have had this happen often, a resistant client.
Yes. Just because people, there's such a, there's so much of a stigma about hypnotherapy with the, you know, that sort of pluck like a chicken thing. So often people are quite closed at the beginning, but once they experience it, they realize what a sort of natural and fun and really powerful thing it is, and then they tend to really look forward to it.
Do you think acceptance of hypnotherapy is growing?
Yeah, it is. My teacher, Rochelle Jaffe, she teaches in the Ashland School, and she was doing a lot of work in the UK and Europe this year, and she said that it was just totally normal. People were like, of course, you know, using mindfulness and hypnotherapy is really powerful, and it was a very developed field there, and she said that she also notices with her clients in Oregon that there's more and more acceptance of it as a really powerful kind of therapy.
So since obviously it's, you know, non-invasive drug-free therapy, it really kind of opens up some possibilities, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, like, I listen to a sleep meditation to go to sleep, and it, my mother's currently got cancer, and she's really sort of very anxious, and I gave her a sleep meditation, and she listens to it every night, and she said that she wakes up, she feels full of energy. She doesn't worry so much. She doesn't wake up in the night worrying. And just that simple thing of having something to help you go to sleep can make such a profound difference in a person's life, because they just have more resources and more energy in the day for all the things that they need to do.
Sounds pretty hopeful, Rachel. Thanks very much for talking with us. Rachel Davies of Wild Intelligence Hypnotherapy will present a Sweet Dreams Sleep Workshop at the Maui Research and Technology Center tomorrow at 12:15 p.m., and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.